Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Do you remember 2017? The Taiwan Stock Exchange climbed to 10,700 points, a five-year high, and the Dow Jones broke through 23,000. If you had been bearish ever since the 2008 financial crisis, the market had probably slapped you pretty hard across the face over those 10 years. The real question is whether that rally reflected a genuinely healthier economy, or whether it was simply the result of global central banks printing too much money with nowhere left to park it. Honestly, nobody knows. After so many years as a strategy consultant, I have watched too many companies pour enormous resources into producing a beautifully crafted five-year plan, only to get blindsided by reality in year one. The analysis itself is often perfectly sound. The problem is that reality has never once agreed to cooperate with your Excel model. The mistake investors make and the mistake companies make share the same underlying structure: overconfidence in one's own judgment and a systematic underestimation of complexity. 2008 is the clearest illustration of this. The smartest minds on Wall Street built sophisticated models that told everyone the risks were under control, right up until Lehman collapsed and the entire global financial system nearly fell apart within 48 hours. Those models worked most of the time. But markets decide your fate at the moments that matter most, and those are precisely the moments the models fail. So I find myself trusting forecasts less and trusting preparation more. Admitting that you do not know what tomorrow holds is not a sign of weakness. It is honesty. When you are standing in front of a current this powerful, one that cuts across political lines and transcends any particular ideology, it is very hard not to be humbled.